This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent some time with Stephen A. Smith, first hour. Jay Billis, last hour. We'll check in with the Steelers coming up. If you missed any interview, you can go to danpatrick.com. You can listen, and you can also download the podcast as well. Men's number one seeds, Connecticut, Houston, Purdue, North Carolina. The women's number one seed, South Carolina, Iowa, USC, and Texas. And the big news over the weekend, the Bears trading Justin Fields to the Steelers. We've talked about the pros and cons of that. I do find it interesting that, according to DraftKings, the best odds in winning the MVP, Justin Fields has better odds than Russell Wilson does. Russell Wilson's odds to win the MVP, plus 12,000. Justin Fields' odds are the same as Caleb Williams, plus 5,000. The big favorites are the usuals, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Joe Burrow in there as well. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Good morning, those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. The odds to win March Madness, it's Connecticut, Houston, Purdue. Then it's Arizona, North Carolina, Auburn. My pick, well, my pick to make the Final Four is Kentucky. Right now, odds to win it is plus 2,500 at Kentucky. Arizona, they do it to me every year. I go, this is the year. And it's never the year. They fool me all the time.
Like the Chargers.
Yes. That's who I've likened them to. It's like, okay, maybe this is the year. I need them to not be on the radar at all with best odds. Then maybe they have a chance. But right now they have the fourth best odds to win the national championship. South Carolina, an overwhelming favorite to win the women's tournament. Then it's Iowa, LSU, Texas, and Stanford. All right. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, Dan, let me update you real quick. The first 2 hours, we had who you got, UConn, the other one seeds, or the field. Right now, the field currently has 60% of the vote, but UConn coming in at 25%.
Okay. Oh, so do you get UConn or the other seeds?
You get UConn. Option one.
Yeah.
Option two is the other number one seeds.
Oh, okay.
Or then you get the field.
Oh, the field.
The other one seeds, which is only still obviously three teams, they're getting about 15%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
Then we have priority for tournament seeding should be best to worst, the teams, or the best matchups. 84% of the audience have best to worst. And then I thought we could switch it up to... what happened more with the Justin Fields trade? The Steelers crushed or the other teams failed?
It feels like the Bears did right by Justin Fields in trading him to where he wanted to go. He wanted to go play for Mike Tomlin. And maybe you didn't get the best offer that you could have gotten. according to Ian Rappaport, there were other teams that offered better draft picks or positions, and now you're trading Justin Fields to the Steelers. He's not going to come back and haunt you, that he's not going to be like trading him to the Vikings. He's not in the NFC. Do the Bears play the Steelers this year? Anybody think of
good question?
Yeah.
Paul just sent one over, speaking of good questions.
Okay.
Justin Fields will become this is your poll question.
Okay.
Career backup, a good starting quarterback, or a top 10 quarterback?
I would say a good starting quarterback.
A good starting quarterback. What is that metric?
That he's going to reclaim a starting position and be a starter for another 5 to 7 years. How's that? I'm a little more bullish on him. I have to factor in the Bears and that they didn't surround him. You had coaching staff in flux. And maybe now you're going to Pittsburgh. You got weapons, got a good coach, got a good defense, and maybe you get an opportunity. Maybe. Yeah, Paul.
First of all, the Bears do not play the Steelers this year, neither home nor away. Here's a question, and I think a lot of people agree with you that Justin Fields is going to be a good quarterback again someday. And he went to the right team, and he's talented, and he's good. Should the Bears be in business of trading away good quarterbacks? A wasteland of quarterbacks for years and years and years and years. I'm looking at all the coverage of Fields. Everyone says, great place for him to reset his career. Someday he's going to be a star. No one's saying the Bears are doing the wrong thing. I haven't seen one article saying the Bears are making a mistake.
Well, what would be the wrong thing? That they kept him and didn't draft Caleb Williams, or they kept him and they did draft Caleb Williams?
I guess no one is saying that the Bears are making a mistake letting a good young quarterback leave. Because they are drafting an unknown, no matter how good Caleb Williams is supposed to be. He is an unknown. Fields, at least, is a known beat.
Okay, are you saying they should keep Justin, should have kept him and then not draft Caleb Williams?
No, not me. But, like, I'm just wondering why no one's bringing that up, that they may be making a mistake. And well, then I wonder 3 years from now, it's revisionist history, and Caleb Williams somehow doesn't work out. It's possible. I mean, it's...
Well, of course it's possible, yeah. But you're not saying that you would take... keep Justin Fields. So you're agreeing with everybody that there is nobody who's saying that this isn't a good deal.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just saying I'm surprised that there's no analyst out there even going contrarian and saying that this is a mistake by the Bears.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was all in on Justin Fields. And, the market kind of showed that. Took them a while. But I was surprised they didn't trade him to the Eagles, because I think the Eagles were offering a better draft pick, maybe a higher draft pick. Now, he wouldn't have played the way he could play in Pittsburgh, because Jalen Hurts is your quarterback of the future, whereas Russell Wilson might be one and done in Pittsburgh. But I do like him. I do like Justin Fields. I would like to see him get consistent coaching. Yeah, Paul?
Here's a fun one. The Bears, if they draft Caleb Williams, have an away game this year at the Washington Commanders, who have the number 2 pick in the draft. Could be a rookie battle.
Probably so.
Yeah.
And, I'll be glad when this topic goes away, because it's dominated. And we knew Justin Fields was going to get traded. And we know the Bears are taking Caleb Williams. But that didn't stop all the speculation. Everybody saying, oh, you can't pass Jaden Daniels. You can't pass on Drake May. Caleb Williams, oh, he's not going to be able to do this in the NFL. Man, I'd keep Justin Fields here. Maybe have him stay there for a year. Now he's traded. Now he's with Pittsburgh. Now you draft Caleb Williams. And then let's see what happens with the Bears. The Bears, not a team that anybody's interested in, but we're interested in the situation that the Bears were in. Now, draft Caleb Williams. Let's see how this plays out. Jaden Daniels, go to Washington. I haven't heard anybody say, man, somebody's going to go up and get Caleb Williams. If he's a generational talent, if he truly is the next Patrick Mahomes, why isn't somebody going all in to go get him? I assume the Bears would be open for business, but I haven't heard anybody saying, oh, man, they're going to put together a pretty good draft package. Minnesota feels like they're going to move up to 3, that they're going to put together a draft package to go up there. New England's going to trade down, which they should, unless they're in love with Drake May or Bo Nix or Michael Penix. But I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anybody wanting to go. Jaden Daniels. Generational talent. I mean, nobody's going up there. Yes, Eden.
So what do you think that means? nobody's going up there? Why do you think they're not going?
I don't know if everybody agrees that these are generational talents. Because if I said that's the next Patrick Mahomes, wouldn't you want to go? Wouldn't you be curious? Like, what would it cost to us to? If I said, hey, the next Steph Curry, right there, he's supposed to be the next Steph Curry.
How many of those can you have every year?
Well, how many times have we heard somebody is the next Patrick Mahomes? We haven't heard that. Now, we did hear, well, he's the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
The NBA is littered with those guys. But if you know that that's the next Patrick Mahomes, wouldn't you be interested in that? Or have they all learned? Look at, they slobbered all over themselves for Trey Lance. Like, come on. Mitchell Trubisky. And then this guy's available? Or Jaden Daniels? And I haven't heard anybody put together a draft package to go, we're going to go get him. Now, there's a lot of time in between now and the draft, but it feels like those first two spots, they are cemented. Yes, Paul?
If you look back, even since 2000, if the top pick of the draft at quarterback where there's no discussion of the person, there wasn't like a second guy where you're discussing it, it feels like it was Trevor Lawrence in 2021, Andrew Luck in 2012. I don't think Eli, Carson Palmer, David Carr, maybe Michael Vick fit that bill.
Yeah.
Michael Vick in 01 was a sure thing from a player standpoint, maybe not the dropback quarterback. Peyton Manning in 98 was not the sure thing. You have to go back. I mean, way back, there's only been probably John Elway in 83. There's probably been five in our lifetime where it's like, that's the number one pick. Let's stop the discussion.
Everybody sold on Caleb Williams? Like, he can't miss?
A year ago, I don't think we're doing this topic that a question about Caleb Williams. That's how hot he was last year.
Yeah. I mean, some really bright guys who played the position, they're the ones that are saying, man, I'd take Drake May. You know, Jaden Daniels is better quarterback. You know, played in a better conference. Look at his stats. Won the Heisman. Okay. I don't know if Caleb Williams is a sure thing. It feels like the Bears are taking him. Fine. But, like, I wouldn't, if you said I got Jaden Daniels, I'd be okay. I mean, if that's the consolation prize for the Commanders, I'd say, all right, I'm fine with that. Caleb's going to have a lot. So it's in that town. They traded away Justin Fields. Quarterbacks go to die there, and so do receivers. Now you're going in. But they are going to surround him with talent, unlike what they did with Justin Fields. Yes, Eden?
Is there a little bit of a, maybe not hall pass, but get out of jail free card, so to speak, in that it is the Bears, and even if they are surrounding him with talent, they clearly, I mean, generationally have no idea what to do with quarterbacks?
Yeah. I don't know if you get a hall pass because he's the next Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but like, it's hard to look at him and be like, well, the Bears did everything right. He really screwed it up. When the Bears have, it feels like everyone who has come through there has been not great.
Well, we look at C.J. Stroud with Houston last year.
Yeah.
That's the comparison I'm going to have. Can he be a similar talent to C.J. Stroud, who wasn't the number one overall pick and people had questions about? Mm. Nobody, it doesn't feel like there are a lot of questions about Caleb Williams other than, well, he's not going to be able to play like that in the pros. You know, extending plays and you get 6 seconds back there trying to, you know, find a wide receiver. That's about it. Unless you say, well, what role does his dad play in this? Okay. I mean, there are not a lot of negatives about him. But I would expect that he has to be on par with C.J. Stroud. That's not asking that much.
In a Bear uniform? You almost got a prorate. Like, if Caleb Williams has 15 touchdowns and 6 picks next year, that's like that's awesome for the Bears. Any other team would be like, oh, that's nice.
Like no. He's got to have 22 touchdown passes, and he'll have 13 interceptions.
Bears don't do that.
Well, he has to do that. Yeah. But, okay, C.J. Stroud went to the Texans. And look at what he did there.
They don't have a history like us of decimating quarterbacks. They're not even in the conversation.
We'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. RJ in Iowa. Hey, RJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. 6'2", soft 240. 10.5-inch hands.
Soft.
My best of the weekend is Iowa State absolutely taking Houston to the woodshed.
Yeah.
On Saturday, that wasn't even. I mean, I was expecting, honestly, Iowa State to lose, and they ended up killing them. Worst of the weekend is the committee putting essentially 2-5 seeds in the East, with the S-curve being BYU with the 17 and San Diego State with the 18 on the S-curve. They put them both in the East because BYU apparently won't play on Sundays.
All right. Yes, that is true. Michael in Virginia. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Dan. Thanks so much for taking my call. Worst of the weekend by Virginia Tech women's basketball team, which seemed destined for a 1 seed, got to a 4 seed after the injury to 3-time ACC Player of the Year Liz Kittley in the last regular season game. The best of the weekend, I took your advice and saw American Fiction.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful movie. Thank you so much for that. And it got me thinking, and of course we all tune in for your sports takes, but what I have really found most impactful are your cultural takes through the years. I mean, your parenting advice, maybe with the possible exception of the daughter who never got a birthday party. You were first to tell me about this musical involving this guy named Alexander Hamilton. Your tip about snagging the snug at the Palace Bar in Dublin, spectacular. And as a father of 3 daughters myself, you gave me permission to be a Swiftie. And just want to call and say thank you for not only making me a more knowledgeable sports fan, but fan for life.
Well, thank you, Michael. Look, I have advice. Whether you want it or not, I can give you advice. Sometimes I don't follow my own advice, as my wife says. By the way, I'm watching a new show. It's on Netflix. It's called The Gentleman.
I've heard about that.
Guy Ritchie. Madonna's ex-husband is the director, maybe producer as well. And it's good. It's fun. Although I can't pick up, you know, the dialect, the English dialect. Like, there are times, and then they'll use words. I don't know what the words mean, but it'll be something that means something there and means something different here in the United States. So a little tougher trying to get through it and picking up everything they say, and they speak fast. And but it's good. It's fun.
Guy Ritchie did Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels.
Yes.
Right? He
yes.
did Snatch.
Yes. It has that feel. If you like those movies, then you will like this.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fun. There's some sneaky good characters in there. All right. Let me take a break. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I think, had a great weekend. When we come back, we'll hear from Russell Wilson on why he wanted to join the Steelers and more on their situation picking up Justin Fields. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
what? Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible.
You know what?
Possible. Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Make sure you sign up the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. And it's powered by NetSuite. It's live right now. You can sign up at foxsportsradio.com. Spent a lot of time talking about what the Steelers did. And they pick up their quarterback, maybe of the future, maybe of the present day, with Russell Wilson as your starter. Here is Russ talking about why he wanted to go to the Steelers.
The reason why I wanted to come here because I wanted to be able to win championships with Coach Tomlin and these guys in the locker room. And, you know, we got some amazing players, you know, guys like, you know, Cam Hayward, a guy who's been man of the year, a guy who's impacted so many people. I got to talk to him for a little while, you know, during this process. And then obviously Mr. TJ Watt himself, a guy who really should be defensive player. I don't know how many times, I don't know, maybe it's his third, fourth time could have won it, but just a tremendous athlete, tremendous player, a tremendous competitor. Guys like Minka, George Pickens, and just so many other great players along the way. Got to see some guys like Freiermuth and Samalu in there. And, you know, just it's a great place to be. Grateful for the opportunity to be able to get after it, do what we came here to do, and that's to win football games.
All right, Russ saying all the right things there, running down the roster. Jerry Dulac covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, also Steelers radio network host, KDKA. Well, how would you rate the Steelers weekend there, Jerry?
Well, beyond busy, Dan, I would say you know, they cleaned out their quarterback room. If you would have asked probably anybody, whether in Pittsburgh or across the country, if Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett would all be gone in a matter of 2 weeks, I don't think anybody would have taken that bet. But I think, you know, we'll see if they've upgraded that position on paper. I definitely think they have. They've acquired a young talent in Justin Fields. I know he won only 10 games in 3 years. But they loved him when he was coming out a couple years ago. And, you know, we'll see what Russell Wilson, what he has left in the tank. But, you know, Danny threw 26 touchdowns last year. That's twice as many as Kenny Pickett threw in 2 seasons. So I have to think it's an upgrade. Certainly they think it is, because that's why they made the moves.
And, you know, I've said that before, that, you know, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, you're like, we don't want Russell Wilson. He had a good year in Denver. I think it was deceptive, but I'm sure Mike Tomlin would sign up for those numbers right now. If you said that's what Russ is going to have, and you know you're going to get a winning team. So, Russ, can he be the difference in two victories? Pretty tough division, we all know that. But is Russ guaranteed the starter to start the season?
Yeah, let me back up one part of that, Dan. You know, one of the reasons why they feel that Russell Wilson can do the job is because they saw what Mason Rudolph did with that same offense. You know, so much criticism about Matt Canada. Kenny Pickett, was averaging 16.5 points a game in those 11 games that he started, only six touchdowns. Mason Rudolph comes in, and all of a sudden, it looks like an NFL offense. 34 points, 31 points, wins three straight games. And I think that, I don't want to say that convinced them, but that certainly showed them that maybe it's not the system, it's the quarterback. And so, yeah, they think Russell Wilson can improve on that, and he is going to be the starter. It was told to Justin Fields that he is coming in to be the backup. So there's not going to be any question. There's not going to be any, quote, open competition in training camp. It has been spelled out that way, and that's the way they're going to start.
Not sure if you saw this, but Vegas has Justin Fields for MVP. His odds are twice as good as Russell Wilson's this upcoming season. What do you make of that, Jerry?
I did not say that, but I think that's people who are believing, one, either Justin Fields will supplant Russell Wilson, or two, they are convinced that Russell Wilson's going to get hurt and Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback.
Well, what's Mike Tomlin's contract situation?
Well, he's going to get an extension this spring. Two extensions ago, Dan, it was kind of curious. He got 1 year and an option, which that has never been the case. Still not sure whose option idea that was, his or theirs. But after that, they gave him a three-year extension on his most recent one, and they had never given him an extension that long or contract that long since the first one they gave. So I expect it to be another two-year extension. I think most of it is up to Mike Tomlin. I have not gotten any indication that he has any idea of walking away anytime soon, but I really don't think it'll be any longer than what it typically has been, 2 years.
Yeah, I wondered if how much longer does he coach? Does he go into broadcasting? Does he want to do broadcasting?
You know, to an extent, I can't imagine that he would. I know the people on your side, Dan, think he would be fantastic, and that's probably true. But I don't know that is something that's on his agenda. Then again, I would have never said that was on Bill Cowher's agenda. and certainly Mike Tomlin's a little bit more glib than Bill Cowher.
Russell Wilson's personality. I've heard people in Pittsburgh say that's not who we are. I don't know if that's important. I don't know if Kenny Pickett, who played at Pitt, we cared about his personality, or Ben's personality, Mason Rudolph. Does Russ's personality raise some red flags, do you think, with Pittsburgh?
You know, Dan, I've heard that stuff. I've read some of it. I checked with some people in Denver who acknowledge that, you know, Russ can be maybe a little different. But, you know, Russ is not a guy, apparently, who's going to tell you what he thinks, what he feels. Is he scared? Is he excited? He's guarded in that direction. Well, you know what, Dan? We've been dealing with that with Mike Tomlin for 17 years here. He's the same exact way. And let's face it, Mike Tomlin is viewed as a player coach. And you heard Russell Wilson when he came in, Patrick Queen when he came in. They all nod to Mike Tomlin. That's the reason why they came. And, you know, if you can't get along with Mike Tomlin, then you're probably not going to get along with any coach in the National Football League. So I would imagine whatever, again, I can't speak to his issues in Denver, but I have to think that if he is going to be a model citizen, his best chances are with Mike Tomlin.
How does the quarterbacking situation not work out?
Well, I will say this. You know, Russell Wilson came in on a one-year deal, veteran minimum, $1.2 million, but both sides want to do a longer deal, and that is the intention after this year. You know, the most surprising thing to me, Dan, that Russell Wilson said the other day was that he wants to play 5 to 7 more years. That really opened raised my eyebrows. So, and they're not going to pick up Justin Fields' option year. But that doesn't mean they might not do another deal with him. But I think, you know, we're going to see what this year, how it plays out and what it holds. And I think they'll make that decision going forward. Can it blow up in their face? Well, maybe. But I think the odds are probably more on their side that for at least a couple years, you know, this should play out no worse than what they were looking at with the situation they had just a month ago.
How many years you've been covering the Steelers?
Too long, Dan, I tell everybody. No, actually on a regular basis, since Bill Cowher's first year, 1992, I go back, you know, on and off here and there. I was actually, as a young kid, at their fourth Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl when they beat the Rams, but on a regular basis where I'm around them and travel with them since 92.
You know what, speaking of the Steelers, we brought this up last week. Could you see Julian Edelman being a modern-day Lynn Swann that, maybe we didn't look at regular season, but we did look at the postseason, and we remember Swanee for some of those, you know, the acrobatic catch against the Cowboys. And Julian Edelman wasn't a great regular season player, but he was an unbelievable postseason player. Could you see him being a Hall of Famer?
You know, Dan, and today, as being a Hall of Fame voter, in today's day and age, everybody gets enamored with stats, with few exceptions, guys whose careers were shortened by injury. It's a reason why, I mean, Hines Ward, who has the stats,
yeah,
it's puzzling to me that he's, you know, somewhat puzzling that he's not in. And I understand right now why he isn't. But, you know, Lynn Swann, I think he led the Steelers 1 year in catches, Dan, 28 receptions he had. But it was those highlight reel catches in the Super Bowl that likely put him in, you know, the Hall of Fame. Today, I don't know that that would resonate for Julian Edelman's cause, but possibly. But I just think too much of the numbers and other guys who have the gaudy numbers would probably keep him out, would be my guess.
I'll leave you with this. The most important Steeler player of all time is?
Well, that goes to my question where I say, what's the Mount Rushmore of Steelers? And so to me, Joe Green, it was all built around Joe Green when he was drafted in 69, but it all changed with Franco Harris in 72. You know, Terry Bradshaw wins four Super Bowls, you know, a Super Bowl MVP. But to me, it's Franco Harris.
I thought things changed when Joe got there. That
without question.
Yeah.
Without question, that started it. So I say he was a cornerstone. But once Franco came in 72, that's when they went to the playoffs, and that's when it all changed.
Okay, so Mean Joe Green, Mount Rushmore, Franco. Who's the other two?
Well, you know, if you're looking from pure visage and, you know, looks, but also importance, you know, because you got to chisel them in stone, Jack Lambert would probably be one of them. But you could go on and on with the Chief, Art Rooney. You could put Terry Bradshaw in there. You could put Troy Polamalu there.
Chuck Knoll.
You could put Hines Ward with that smile all the time. But to me, I would say it would be Joe Green, Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw, and the Chief, Art Rooney, the senior.
Great to talk to you, Jerry. Thanks for joining us.
Dan, always good chatting with you.
Jerry Dulac, he covers the Steelers, and he's been doing it for a long time. Yeah, I remember the Steelers were just bad. And they got Mean Joe Green, and then they weren't good, but you weren't going to make fun of them. You weren't going to mess with them because of Mean Joe Green. And then they draft Terry Bradshaw. Like, they were unbelievable at drafting. That's how you build those teams. The Niners, unbelievable at drafting. You know, Cowboys did a great job drafting. Because that's how you were building teams back then. You had to be good. If you had a draft pick, make sure you don't waste it. Capitalize on it. And Steelers did that. I remember when Terry came out at Louisiana Tech. And I knew that he was a javelin thrower. And then he married JoJo Starbuck, this figure skater. And it felt like he belonged in Hollywood, not in Pittsburgh. And Chuck Knoll, University of Dayton grad. Not many people knew about Chuck Knoll. He goes in there. You know, him and Terry didn't get along. You know, they were winning titles. They were that good that coach and QB didn't get along. Yeah, Paul.
When I was a little kid, Joe Green was a household name at defensive tackle. I mean, that's how famous
he was.
Hard
to do, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of it, again, was based on that Coca-Cola commercial, but he had to be good enough at defensive tackle to get the Coca-Cola commercial over the other star player.
And they had the dichotomy of Mean Joe Green, and then he's doing the Coca-Cola commercial, and then he throws his jersey to the kid. But, yeah, some of these positions, that, like middle linebacker, you became famous because we focused on the middle linebacker, that, you know, you ran the ball more. That middle linebacker, if he was great, he was going to be in all. He was going to be in on all the action. Ray Nitschke, you know, obviously Dick Butkus, Mike Singletary, you know, some of these guys, because they played the position. We didn't really focus on defensive backs as much. You focused on that middle linebacker and probably defensive tackles. Like, they, you didn't have edge rushers. I mean, you did. We just called them defensive ends. But I just remember middle linebacker. If you were good, you were going to, the camera was always on you. And some of these guys, you know, they made careers outside of football because they played the position. Yes, Marv.
In the 70s, who's the most famous player? Like, you didn't know anything about sports, but if they said that name, you knew who they were.
Well, Joe Namath was in the 60s, the late 60s. In the 70s, you had, the teams were really what stood out. You focused in on the Steelers. The Packers, they kind of stopped. You know, Lombardi left in 70, I think. But I remember the Cowboys were big and the Steelers were big. Yeah, Paul.
I would throw out Roger Staubach of the Dallas Cowboys because Dallas was good. He was the face of the team, and he was very well liked. Even if you hated the Cowboys, you respected Staubach for his military service, and he was just... He was very famous where I grew up.
And he came in, I think he was 28 when he got to the NFL.
Yeah.
And he became a Hall of Fame quarterback. Brian in Colorado. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
DP, first time. I'm listening for a long time. I've got a hot take, as they say.
Ooh.
I'm wondering why nobody's talking about this. J.J. McCarthy is from Chicago. The Bears are known to be questionable on their draft picks. J.J. McCarthy to the Chicago Bears with the number one overall pick?
No. No.
No.
I don't care where he's from. I mean, his last name could be Hallis, and I'm not taking him number one overall. His name could be Butkus Hallis, and I'm still not taking him. He's a good quarterback. Okay, things that are coming out now, just so you know, now we're actually hearing what I've been telling you for a while. I haven't seen it with J.J. McCarthy. Like, teams are now saying privately, we need to see more because they're not quite sure. Because he skyrocketed. He was going up the draft boards. It was like, hey, might be a first-round pick to he could be a top-five pick. And I went, okay. I don't get it. Not yet. And he could come in and be, you know, a wonderful quarterback. But I feel like I've seen it with Michael Penix and Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. Drake May, not as much, but more than J.J. McCarthy. I know he's a winner. I hear that all the time. Michigan fans remind me, he's a winner. I go, there's a lot of, A.J. McCarron was a winner. There's a lot of guys who are winners. Jimmy Garoppolo, all he did is win. He's out of a job.
Ever heard of a guy named Tom Brady?
Yeah.
We at Michigan have a history of shocking the world.
I did. Somebody suggested that to me, and they even asked the question, do you think J.J. McCarthy is like the next Tom Brady? And I go, wait, a Michigan quarterback playing in the NFL? Like, both right-handed? Like what? Yes, Marv.
I told people about saying the B word when we're talking about quarterbacks. Cannot say that.
You can't bring in Tom.
Cannot.
Can't. Yeah, Paul.
Now, if he's 1/7 as good as Tom Brady, I'd take him as a Bears fan.
Yeah, he wins one Super Bowl.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
If he's 1/7 the player.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
All right. I'm going to take a break. Last call for phone calls. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you know,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We love this time of the year. The conference tournament's a lot of fun. Yale beat Brown at the buzzer, and it sounded like this.
Mahoney's going to inbound it here. Imbang in the backcourt. Wolf at the three-point line. They find Wolf with 5 seconds remaining. He stops, finds Imbang, crosses over into Noling. Noling, lock it in, and the Bulldogs win! The Bulldogs win! Yale goes to the March Madness! Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness!
All right. Nice to see those Yale students get a break in life. Here is how it sounded for Brown.
The Bears need to defend. They get it in the Wolf. Wolf dribbles right, picks up the dribble, finds Embang. Embang takes it to the paint, bounces it down low. Noli hits it at the buzzer, and the Yale Bulldogs win.
Well, John Gaffney signaling the whole line of don't celebrate yet because maybe there's some time left, but it doesn't look good, certainly, for the Bears.
Oh, boy. What a heartbreaking defeat for the Brown Bears.
Game's over. Bitter disappointment.
Just bitter disappointment.
Bitter disappointment.
And it's over.
Yeah.
Bitter disappointment.
Yes, Todd.
Why did the Brown call sound like it was on a major radio network and the Yale call sounded like it was a junior high school game?
Well, I don't know. One was campus radio station, I'm guessing. And the other one was the Brown Sports Network. The Bears Sports Network. I don't know. Not sure why that's important over the actual call itself.
This one sounded a lot more like
that one sounded
like
a little bit hollow, a tinty. I like my championship calls to sound better.
It's a little more full.
Yeah. Yes, Paul?
I agree, Fritzy. The first one did sound student radio station. You know, the guy's like,
it probably was.
McCauley gets the ball inbounds down to Dolek, down to Dolek on the left post, and he makes it.
Yes! That's right! We're going dancing, baby! That's right!
Fired up.
Do you want to dance?
The cheerleaders are dancing, and my driver's ed coach is actually at the game, too. It's good to see him.
How about we play the Yale call again there?
Mahoney's going to inbound it here. Imbang in the backcourt. Wolf at the three-point line. They find Wolf with 5 seconds remaining. He stops, finds Imbang, crosses over into Noling. Noling, lock it in, and Noling, the Bulldogs win! The Bulldogs win! Yale goes to the March Madness! Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness!
Okay, here's the problem with that. The play-by-play guy has his moment. That's all you think about. You want your moment where you go, and we're going dancing.
But you chose the wrong guy to sit next to you.
Yes. The color guy is terrible because you got to let the play-by-play guy do his job.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
This is what it's all about right here.
And that'll wrap it up from New Haven. Back to you.
Are you serious?
We're going dancing.
Are you serious? We're going dancing.
Thanks to Tom
Smith. The Bulldogs of Yale have done it! Unbelievable!
Say goodnight, New Haven.
Yeah.
Let's dance! Let's dance, New Haven!
All right. This day in sports history.
Dan, this day in sports history. 1892, Frederick Arthur Lord Stanley of Preston announced they had purchased a trophy to be presented to the hockey champion of Canada, hence Stanley's Cup. The Stanley Cup. 1945, Maurice Richard, the Rocket, first NHL player to score 50 goals. And 1970, NFL selected Wilson to be the official football and scoreboard of the National Football League.
It was on this date, 1993, Santa Clara beat Arizona. Was that Steve Nash? Was that 1993?
Steven?
Does that sound right?
Efforting.
Yeah. I remember they had a guy with long blonde hair.
Very floppy hair.
Yes. But they were a number 15 seed. They beat Arizona.
I got the starting lineup. Steve Nash came off the bench. He was 1 of 7 for 10 points, but he was on that squad.
Okay.
And Arizona had Ed Stokes, Khalid Reeves, Chris Mills, Damon Stoudemire.
Oh, boy.
Reggie Geary, a bunch of pros.
It was on this date in 1990. Highest scoring game in NCAA tournament history. Yes, Paul?
Loyola Marymount, Michigan?
Yes. Bloop, bloop.
Bloop.
149-115, the final.
Play a little defense.
Thank you, Todd. Loyola Marymount with the win.
Bunch of chuckers.
What have you been up to today?
Just kind of hanging out. Yeah. Listening to what everybody has to say.
Stephen A. Smith got Jay Billis.
Yeah.
Look in the scoreboard.
Oh, I see what happened. We're going to sit back and add some gas.
No, if I have something to say, I'll say it. I'm not shy.
Okay. Right. Just felt like maybe you were like...
You know, we all know I can't win. Well, you're talking a lot. I haven't heard from you. It's good to see you today. I thought you took the three-day weekend. 10:36:12, you're saying something.
10:36:12. Oh, you're here today.
Who's
all over the place? Friday Fritzy on a Monday. Too much.
Who's on tomorrow, Todd?
We don't have anybody just yet. That'll shut me up for a while.
Todd's saving it for tomorrow, Dan.
All righty.
You're always good as your last performance.
Todd, save America. All right, Todd. What did you learn today?
Possible cool picture day, by the way.
Possible Cinderellas or upset specials in the dance. Jay Billis says, watch out for Drake, New Mexico, Nevada, and James Madison.
Seton O'Connor.
Tomorrow's going to be a long day for the toddler.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Marvin, what'd you learn?
You thought the Steelers had a great weekend.
I did. I think they did okay. Paulie?
I just learned that Todd was here today.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Bears GM Ryan Poles did right by Justin Fields dealing up to the Steelers, but it wasn't the best deal he could have gotten for him.
Discover wants everybody to feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability. $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations, like Fritzy, do apply. Our pleasure to serve you today. Hope you have a great day. We look forward to talking with you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.